Talk of the Town with Peter Hitchener.
Peter Hitchener from Nine News. Good evening.
A very good evening to you, Dennis. How are you tonight? I'm in good form.
I'm well. I've had a good day. Did a show at Frank's and RSL today, which is a club that's grown so much since I was last there. There were lots of listeners there and other people as well. And that was fun. And in here tonight and having a really good day.
And you've negotiated the closure of the Westgate Bridge a couple of nights in a row.
I'm just loving it. I love inconvenience. I just think it's marvellous.
one day the Westgate tollway, the Westgate tunnel will be finished, and that'll be amazing.
Do you think you or I will be around when it actually goes? I think it might have pushed out. I had someone with a bit of allegedly inside information, Pete, that 2028, I think, might be the new finishing.
Oh, gosh. Well, I guess just have to wait and see with these things. In the meantime, let's think about...
Yes, we have to
driving.
Be patient.
We have to be patient.
Why?
And that's one of the things when you're learning to drive is to be patient. Who taught you how to drive, Dennis? That's my question tonight. Where did you learn to drive? How traumatic was it for you or your parents if they were the ones who were teaching you?
No. I learned mostly with my father, but once I sort of had the basics, I used to back a Toyota Hilux Ute, sort of I'd go forwards in the backyard, and then I'd go back in the backyard.
Yep.
I hit the fence once. I also learned in a Morris Minor that my brother and his wife had.
Oh, now that's very good because... That's a nice basic way of learning to drive. I bet it was a bench seat in the front.
Yes.
And three on the tree. And manual, of course.
I can't remember whether it was three on the tree, but it was good to drive different vehicles. So you don't just learn to drive one.
Yes. And I wonder how many people listening got their license but can't drive a manual car. They can only drive an automatic. And I'd love to know the drama, if there were any dramas, when you were sitting for your license, when you had the person in the car telling you, turn left up here, turn right, reverse into that spot. I'd just love to know how it all went. So please, ring on up and share with us what your experiences were.
Yes, take us through getting your license. I'm about to start... my youngest grandson is 17. He wants to do a bit of driving in a manual, and I've got an old manual car, so I will be doing a bit of out in the country with him.
That sounds wonderful, Dennis, and I'm just trying to think how many hours of practice kids have to have, or anyone has to have, whatever their age, when they're learning to drive. Is it 120 hours?
I think it's 120 or 140. I can't remember what it is.
Mm. Yep, and pity help. I know of one family where the mum and dad who did the teaching had to do 240 hours because they had twins.
Oh, well, see, I went through a bit of that with the girls.
There you are. That's right. That's right. And also, anyone who calls in, tell us what sort of car you learned to drive in and what your first car was when you bought one.
And did anything go wrong? Wonderful 3693, Arthur.
Oh, good evening, Dennis. Thank you, Taylor, for putting me on so quick. And, of course, good evening, Peter Hitchener.
Hello.
Great topic. Hello, and happy birthday for the last few weeks or month, whatever. Watch
Thank
every
you.
Weekend. The
Thank
first
you.
Car I drove to learn, it was an LJ Tirana 3 on the tree. And thanks to my great brother, Jim. I was the last one out for my learners, last one in, sorry, and I was the first one out, and I got my license straight away, and then I drove my mate on a HX Monaro. I've got a Commodore. I still don't have a parking ticket and no driving record, and I can drive three on the tree, a van with one finger, thanks to an AFP agent I can't name, who taught me defensive driving in the combined security controls.
Good work. That is amazing. Did you eventually stray from General Motors products and drive something else? Because I noticed there was a Tirana early on. and the Commodore?
Well, during those days, Peter and Dennis and Tal, I managed a 7-Eleven. I saved up the money. I worked hard, and my first car I bought was a HQ Monaro.
Wow.
Boy, oh boy, well done. Fabulous.
Have you still got it?
Unfortunately, they stole it, but I still got two Commodores. One's not registered, but I've got a VT Commodore. It's very reliable, and I own a HSV, which will be on the road one day. So, yes, still driving.
Good work.
You know, keep it reliable because of the security rounds, and it's going really well. I bought it off my younger brother, believe it or not.
There you go. Arthur, that's a good call, and good on you for enjoying vehicles from past times. Christian, welcome.
Boys, how are we?
Good. Hi, Christian.
That's the way. I learnt in a old Kingswood station wagon, and it was at the back of Anarchy on dirt roads and tarred roads, but one-lane roads. The old man said, if I touch the dirt, get out of the car, because I had to do three-point turns in the Kingswood.
Yeah.
He said, if you touch the sides, the dirt, you get out and you walk home. I did touch the dirt, and I did have to start walking home. He did come pick me up, but he said, listen, learnt. You need to learn how to do a three-point turn properly. When I say stay on the tarmac, you stay on the tarmac.
But it wasn't a bit of a challenge in the Kingswood, Christian.
It sure was, and there's no power steering in those old cars.
Oh, no.
So, it's on Pringles Road there. I don't know if you know that area, Dennis.
Yes, I do.
Near Anarchy, all the big hills and stuff there. So, I did that. And then I also had a mate who taught me in a 1200 Datsun, little manual Datsun. So That was something definitely going back. And we did a few naughty things in it as well. We used to drive from Thompson's Road, North Geelong, along the train track onto Duro Street there with the train track.
That's a little bit naughty, Christian.
Very naughty.
It wasn't used anymore, so, a bit of fun.
There you go.
And what happened when you went for your licence, Christian? What was the experience?
I actually quite enjoyed it. I actually had to do the three-point turn, parallel parking, 100-metre reverse, and I can't remember the other one, but no, it was easy. It was all around Geelong. No complaints there, and I got it straight away.
Christian, thank you for a great call. It's a 10:15. Keep the calls coming, 133-693. Len, Carol, Frank and others will be with you after these. Learning to drive, who taught you, how many goes at getting a licence, and were there any mishaps along the way? 133-693.